Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graham, joined by some local master gardeners. We have Kathy Montgomery and Connie Castells. Good morning.
Good morning.
They're here to talk about some big upcoming events with the group. Where would you like to start?
Well, we are having a In the Garden Patch program, and it's from 9 to noon on the 7th of April, and it has three different parts. We have the program that Kathy and I are doing, which is on edible landscapes, and then we have Sherry Snyder, who will be talking about native plants, and we will then actually put a pot together that will be edible.
Oh, wow. I've never done this before. I'm curious. Edible landscapes. Are you talking about going out and picking flowers or same things that you can specifically plant, like in a garden? Or what? How does that work?
We're talking about adding things probably to an existing garden that it might be ornamental plants, and then we add edibles into it. And doing it for a lot of different reasons, like for color, or add texture, or just some drama in your garden. But it's not just going out and picking plants. It's
right.
Planting a garden and and having some edibles.
A little more complicated than what came to my mind for a second. So thank you for explaining that.
And edibles can also be maybe you're putting in a garden specifically as an edible garden, but it can be lovely and decorative too. You can, if you pick the right plants and arrange it correctly, it can be just as nice as any formal garden with flowers.
Now, you guys have gardened forever. To be a part of that, you obviously have. Are these plants that you're going to be talking about on the 7th ones that people commonly have and just don't think about? Or are they new ones you're introducing to people they may not have ever known about?
Many of them are plants that people normally think about, starting with vegetables. Like most people have a regular garden like a vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about incorporating some of those. But we're going to talk about some unusual varieties, like some different kinds of vines, talking about adding maybe some berries into your gardening.
Maybe even adding a different variety just for the color. For instance, peppers come in so many different kinds of colors, and especially hot peppers, unbelievable amounts of color you can come in with, and even tomatoes. We think of tomatoes as, you know, red things,
mm-hmm.
but frequently there are lots of different colors, all the way from green zebra to Cherokee purple. And so, you know, adding something like that might be a way to go, too.
You don't expect to see a purple tomato, do you? That's really interesting. So that's the first part of at the Garden Patch. You said there were two more. Can you describe those also, please?
The second person is Sherry Snyder, and she's an active member of the Wild Ones organization in Bloomington, and they really promote native plants. And so she's going to be talking about getting started with natives and adding some of those into a garden.
Very cool. And then part three, you're cooking. Or no, not cooking, just putting things together, right?
Putting them into a container.
Oh, a container, sorry.
So we're
sorry.
Making a container garden. And that's one of the favorite things, because we've done the In the Garden Patch for several years now. And that's one of the favorite things people do, because they get to take home a pot that's planted and ready to go. And this year we're doing edibles with it.
Okay. Is that ready to transfer, or will it be fine in the pot until everything's ready to go?
It should be fine in the pot. It depends on what you want. If you want to transfer it, you could, but you could leave it in the pot all season. And that will incorporate both herbs and some flowers that are edible, too.
Very good. Are there still places for people to sign up for this, or do they need to wait for the next one? Because I know you guys do this more than once a year.
There are a few places left, but just a few.
Okay. So get your name in as soon as possible, right?
Yes,
definitely.
By calling the Extension office, or you can go online and register in that way. They can give you directions from the Extension office.
Okay.
And if anybody's into history, the Extension office phone number is 815 815- 842-1776.
Very good. So aside from this, one question I do have is, it, this is twice a year or once a year that you
once
do this?
Once a year.
And it's different every single time depending on what subject, right?
Yes.
Any other activities coming up for the University of Illinois Extension or the Master Gardeners that you guys would like to talk about?
We have the help desk, and it's starting in May. We have that open during the growing season every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12, and you can call in if you have questions about plants or trees or anything growing. So if you have a particular problem, you can bring in samples and we can take a look at it or even send it to University of Illinois.
And if people have other things that are that they have during the week or something, they can bring it in. They just need to know that that day a master gardener will be there and will be able to handle the situation as well as we can. And if we can't answer their question right there, we'll look up the information, because master gardeners don't know everything, despite what some people will ask. Mm-hmm. So we'll look things up. And the advantage of having us look it up over you might be that we have organizations and places that are actually very truthful, and it isn't somebody's, you know, grandmother came up with an idea.
Right. While you guys are here, how can people become master gardeners?
We're having a training session, actually. The class will start in August, and it'll be 16 weeks.
Very good. Anything else?
One day a week.
Anything else for you guys today?
We also are very active at the farmers market. We are there on the first Saturday of each month in the summertime. And each Saturday we have a theme that you can come and learn about something new. And again, if you have questions, you can ask questions coming to our desk at the farmers market.
Very good. Anything else?
I just want to tell people that the Master Gardener training is absolutely wonderful. When I first became a Master Gardener 20 years ago, if you can believe it, I was taking classes down in Bloomington. Before that, people had to take them in counties far away. And we just a couple years ago had a training session that was local. So take advantage of that. Come and take the local classes, and one day a week and a full day, and you learn a lot.
Wow, very good. So everything you guys have talked about today can be addressed. If somebody's interested, they just call 842-1776, right?
That's right.
Very good. Well, we've been speaking with Kathy Montgomery and Connie Castells, Master Gardeners here in Livingston County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.